Jim Patrick, organizer and owner of Knuckle Dragger Tactical, is joining me over the phone this morning. Jim, good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Duke. How are you doing?
Hey, doing really well. Appreciate you taking some time with me today and discussing what you do with tactical training and a special training coming to Lincoln County, especially specifically Star Valley this weekend. But let's get to know you first, your background. Tell us kind of what your background is that led you up to being someone that could provide this type of training.
Well, you know, Duke, I've had a pretty interesting career. You know, I spent 8 years in the military, and I was also a member of the Department of Energy's Special Response Team, which is a tactical unit, 50-man tactical unit, that secures nuclear weapons and facilities for Department of Energy. But getting back to the military, I decided that we wanted to do something else, and I joined the FBI. And I just recently retired from 23 years with the FBI. And so while I was on the FBI, I was on the FBI SWAT team. Then eventually I moved into the hostage rescue team, which is an elite Tier 1 tactical unit in the United States. We're basically the federal equivalent of, like, Delta Force or SEAL Team 6.
So you've certainly been in the heat of the moment numerous times then. Sounds like it's something that you have a lot of experience with.
Yes, sir. You know, we fortunately for HRT, since we are a full-time dedicated counterterrorism unit, we train with our military counterparts. Not only in the United States, but as well as overseas, and we conduct hundreds and hundreds of missions that are mostly all classified and can't be talked about, but with our military and by ourselves, not only in the United States, but overseas as well. So we are very active and very well prepared and tactically trained for any situation.
So, Jim, at what point did you decide to create Knuckle Dragger Tactical? What led to that?
Well, you know what happens is the FBI has an antiquated rule where you have to retire at age 57. So at age 57, which I just recently passed a couple years ago, I was booted out of the FBI. And that's an old J. Edgar Hoover rule, and it's still in existence, believe it or not. So we, me and my wife, when we got out of the FBI, we hooked up with the Department of Energy, and we teach currently right now. We primarily teach military and law enforcement, both from the United States and from other countries, best tactics to secure their nuclear facilities and nuclear products that they have. However, because of COVID, the entire training system with the Department of Energy has been shut down for this year. And based on current events and everything that's going on, we decided to open this up to a civilian population. And so that's why we're offering this class now to civilian. And actually the first class that I'm teaching for civilians will be in the Afton Star Valley area.
Again, speaking with Jim Patrick this morning with Knuckle Dragger Tactical. So this is the same course that you had been teaching to police and military, it sounds like, then. It's kind of the same thing.
It basically is. It's not military-centric. It's more, this particular course is related specifically to handgun, where we teach, when we teach the other classes with Department of Energy, we teach a plethora of tactical problems, such as movement, how to move as a fire team, you know, things associated with team stuff. This is more associated for personal survival, more how to handle a handgun, how to assess a dangerous situation and adapt to it. So these are best practices associated with using a handgun. And so a lot of my law enforcement experience, being an FBI agent, comes into play, where a lot of tactical courses can't offer that. I can offer both sides of the military and law enforcement side for best practices regarding dangerous and dire situations.
Jim, with your experience in the FBI and the SWAT teams and military, what benefit would it be for just an average 9-to-5 civilian, if you will, to have this type of training? Can you think of maybe instances during your career where you think, man, if the local population had had some of this training, it maybe would have helped me and my job, or would have helped this situation come out better? What's the advantage for a civilian to have this type of training?
Well, Duke, you know, that's a great question. So, during my career in the FBI, I actually spent a year and a half at the FBI Academy teaching new agents tactics. So basically, we would take an agent that was a civilian. They could be a lawyer, a CPA, you know, another law enforcement agency coming in. Everyone goes through the academy. But we would teach them tactical training, everything from day one all the way up to dealing with role players and stuff like that. And so what we do with the new agents, and what I plan to do here, is it's a crawl, walk, run concept. So basically, I'm going to teach them basically how to handle a firearm. What's best practices? How do you hold the firearm? How does it work? How do you conduct immediate action drills? And then we start moving into more combat-oriented situations. You know, how do you shoot quickly from a draw? How do you, press the trigger, you know, when your adrenaline's flowing, when you're breathing hard? And then what we're going to discuss is real-world tactical situations. You know, how do you best deal, you know, how do you determine shoot, don't shoot scenarios? Who do you shoot? Who don't you shoot? Do you need to shoot? These are all questions that need to be answered, and we're going to discuss that in those classes. So for a typical civilian, what this does is it not only gives you the basic skills, but it gives you the practical application to utilize these skills if it's needed. And if it is needed, you have the skills and the confidence to deal with any situation that comes your way.
Speaking with Jim Patrick, Knuckle Dragger Tactical. So the training coming to the Afton Civic Center Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Jim, give us kind of the logistics. How do people get involved? What kind of fee is there, and some of those types of details?
You bet. So we this is a relatively cheap course for this type of training. The cost is $600. You can go to on Facebook, Knuckle Dragger Tactical, and it has all the logistical information there. I also have a webpage, Knuckle Dragger Tactical. They can go there, and that also has the logistics information. But basically, all you need is a semi-auto pistol, magazine holders. At least if you're carrying a single stack, you'll need at least 6 magazines. If you're carrying a double stack pistol, you need at least 3 magazines, and 1,000 rounds of ammo, which I know is hard to come by right now. Apparently people are hoarding ammo, so I know that's a big hit. But we still have a few slots open, and, you know, we'd really like to teach people, you know, to not only protect themselves, but protect their family and their homes. And we think this is a great opportunity in today's society and the way things are going for people to do that. So, you know, I hope people at least will check out the website or the webpage and consider having training by Knuckle Dragger Tactical.
Jim Patrick, this morning you can find, again, Knuckle Dragger Tactical online. Jim, thanks so much for your time. We'll see you here in Star Valley this weekend.